Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, November the 23rd of 2020. And I'm your host this evening, as usual, the Miracle Man. And my name is River Shukla. I live here in Midland, Michigan, and I am the Miracle Man. So, like I said, I'm so glad that you've made the determination to tune in to this great broadcast tonight, and to learn some things about God, as well as to give thanks unto the Lord through means of worship. As we always have some worship here on The Miracle Man, we always do. We believe worship is important. In fact, when I'm done with Revelation and after and then after Thanksgiving, I'm going to take at least one of the nights next week, I think, at least one of them, and I'm going to deal with worship, why we worship, why is worship so important, and of course you got to have praise, you also have to have worship, that intimate time with God, and should worship Him in your heart, even if you're not necessarily at your local church. The Word of God says we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then as we get closer to Christmas, we'll be spending some time with the birth of Jesus, Mary, Joseph. Why did Jesus come on earth? And the different things like that. And we'll be doing our Christmas carols through the month of December. Leading up to Christmas. And going to be good. Of course, there'll be some of the spiritual ones, as well as some of the other old-time favorites, along with a couple that you may not know that I do. Like if I learn a couple of other good ones. Like, of course, there's always, you know, the ones you all know, and there'll be some of that, but also one I did last year on the show, called Christmas Through Your Eyes. And something like that. Because I really love the Christmas season. I do. I always say that Christmas season you know, once you get to after Thanksgiving. In my mind, Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving. Even though you may not open the gifts until the 24th or 25th, in my mind, it's kind of a season, like how summer is a season. Should be that time that when you go into the local mall, when you go into your local Walmart, Meijer, or wherever, that you'd go in and you'd hear Christmas music playing. In fact, personally, I kind of like to say that if you go in one of these big stores or these big malls after Black Friday, I mean after Thanksgiving, and they're not playing their Christmas music yet, then it's like, why aren't you doing it? I was in my local Walmart today. I had to pick up a couple things. It was not on yet in the store. My hope is they will soon turn it on. Also, I wish Planet Fitness would turn some on. I don't see why you can't work out to Christmas music. Maybe put some lights on a few of the treadmills. I don't know. Because I like being able to, like, know that they're there. I do. As you can tell, I'm looking forward to the holiday season. And we got Thanksgiving coming up here in 3 days. And Wednesday night, I'm going to talk about giving of thanks. I'm going to talk about it at least a little bit each of these 3 nights. But Wednesday, we're going to read some verses about it. Tonight and tomorrow, I want to get Revelation finished up. And then we'll go from there. And then the last 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, we'll be doing more of the Christmas thing. And especially that last week, that 21st to 23rd, that's going to be about Christmas. I might have to have some whiskers on my face or something like that. And so, but it's going to be good. And so, there's something you're going to hear all 3 nights this week, at least once. I don't mean all 3 nights, I mean all 3 shows. What that is this. In life, every door on gratitude, it swings on the gratitude. Gratitude is very, very, very important. You have to be grateful. And God said, Jesus said, in everything, give thanks. Not for everything. You're going to thank God for COVID? No. You're going to thank God because you lost your job, whether it was COVID or not, or whatever, whatever else you could have lost it, COVID, maybe something else. You going to thank God for sickness and disease? Not me. I'm not. I thank God for healing. I thank God for deliverance. Amen. Amen. And it's important that we're thankful. And I'm sure the world, you know, they say things that they're thankful for. But that might just be some of it. I'm sure some of it they may mean, but other stuff not as much. Oh. And by the way, let me just bring this up. Some of you people, I hope none of my listeners, but here's how some people are. They'll say, I'm thankful for all I have. I'm so thankful. You know, I'm thankful to live in America. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for, you know, my home, my beautiful children. And, you know, when they say the great things they're thankful for. But then when it becomes sale time at the local store, whether it be Thursday night or Friday morning, they race down to the store or the mall, march their way up to the line, the door opens, they run into the store. Oh my goodness. Listeners, Josh, it's telling me I have 90 seconds left. I don't know why. On my show. So I'm sorry, listeners. We're having a little issue. We have to figure out what's going on, and I hope we can fix it. I really hope we can fix it because I had and have things I wanted to get to tonight. Some of it, with the Word of God, sports, as well as the a little bit on the election, things I've found out. One thing I had just found out, like 20 minutes before we went live, regarding the head of the Federal Election Committee says that it could be possible that the fraud is credible. All right. If I don't get on back on tonight, God first, God always, but I hope we can figure this out.